is the Troy Prep High School Media Club's interview series, and I'm Amanda Cabanillas, Media Club mentor. Today we'll be introducing you to two local organizers with the group Troy for Black Lives, Amani and Akiva. Caitlin and Touche will be taking some time to learn about the history and the importance of the work that they are doing both in and around Troy.
Hey, y'all. I'm really happy to be here with y'all. I think young people are the best. I live in Troy. I'm a local organizer. So I do work that engages people around like anti-racism, anti-oppression, anti-sexism, do a lot of work regarding protecting the environment. And I use hip hop music is one of my like favorite ways to share that work. So I'm a raptivist. Amani Alukbala, my rap name is Amani Oplus.
My name is Akiva. I grew up in Troy all my life. I'm a local organizer as well. I'm also a DJ as well. So I like to work with young people, and like especially like young people in Troy, because I grew up here my whole life. So it's like, you know, we got a lot of things in common.
What is your personal connection to Troy for Black Lives?
Personal connection to Troy for Black Lives. I'm originally from Brooklyn, New York, but I came up here in 2006 to go to Siena. I feel like Troy was always like a place that I lived in Albany after I stopped going to school. And it was just like, ooh, Troy, I don't know. We don't go there. The cops there are wild. Nah, they dangerous. Like you just always heard there was racist stuff happening in Troy. And like, we did not go to Troy. And then somehow me and all my homies ended up living in Troy, and all of the work that we were doing in Albany was around Black Lives. We started an upstate New York Black Lives Matter chapter in Albany. We did a lot of work with Capital Area Against Mass Incarceration. We were just out here doing this anti-racism work in Albany, and then we all ended up in Troy. And we were finding out, you hear about somebody gets killed by the police in your city. I don't know, I'm the kind of person that I'm like, oh no, like, we need to do something about this. Like, I don't think that that's, even if it's something that has become normalized, I don't think it's normal. I think it's abnormal and it needs to be addressed, and it requires everybody's energy around it. And so I just found myself with the rest of the people who were outraged, and we just found ourselves connecting and doing more and figuring out how can we put more pressure, how can we make it safe for people who look like us. And I want my family members, I want lovers, partners, people, children that are connected to me to be safe here. And so those were like my personal callings of how I ended up coming. And then we just all kept meeting together, and it formed into like the collective formed into Justice for Dominique. And I think my personal connection now is just like in this work, we've learned so much of the horrible, disgusting things that have happened to people at the hands of the Troy Police Department. And it's the kind of stuff that is not like publicly shared. And I just feel like I can do nothing else now but to try to bring about some kind of justice for those stories that we've heard and the ones that we will never hear.
My personal connection would be like, you know, growing up in Troy all my life, like my parents, like how they did their own when they were younger, like when it comes to like organizing and like community organizing. So like that was like how I grew up. Like, you know, it was meant to be for me to be an organizer because of my parents and all that stuff. And just because like, you know, why would you not want to like help out with any community that you belong in? But then like when I got into college, I wanted to be more active, like being in college, like, so I went to Hudson Valley. So I was like, just going to class and going home is kind of boring. So I was like, what is there to do on campus? So I joined the BLSU at Hudson Valley. And then like, at first I didn't like it because I was like, all they do is talk about fundraising and all this other stuff. And they don't do anything that revolves around like, you know, helping out Black people on the campus or off campus. So I was like, this is whack. So then I left, I stopped being a part of the group. And then they had an event. It was a community policing event. And like, I was like, yo, this is genius. It was like one of the coolest events I've ever been to. And so then after that, I joined. And then the next year, I ended up being the president of the BLSU at Hudson Valley. And so like, I started bringing like people on campus to like, to do basically what I wanted them to do when I first joined, but didn't. And then like, you know, like I had talent shows and a whole bunch of other stuff. like fashion shows on campus. Say that to say this. I ended up doing a whole bunch of like organizing work in Albany, and I was just like, this is whack. Like, why am I doing mad work in Albany when Troy has a lot of stuff that needs to be worked on? And I'm working with people that's 10 years, 20 years older than me. Like I want to work with people my age. Like, I'm tired of talking to older people about stuff, because it's like, at the time, I'm like 21, 22. Like, I'm 25 now. I'm like, yo, like, I want to work with people that's my age. Like this is like, we're the ones that's getting affected on a daily basis. And I know friends and family that have been like assaulted by police officers. So like, me, like, having run-ins with cops go bad, and it's like, nah, I want to do something, like, make a change. So then the Dominique situation happens, and then that, like, infuriated me and, like, a whole bunch of people my age, and then, like, a lot of friends of mine, we were all like, yo, what the heck is going on? Like, we got to do something. And then, like, Church for Black Lives started, and, like, you know, that was, I obviously gravitated to it, because it's, like, finally something in Troy that I can get with. And like, you know, now it's the family. So that's my personal connection.
Can you explain to me how Troy for Black Lives evolved and how it came from Justice for Dominique?
Like, it started off as Justice for Dominique because Dominique McDonald was shot by the police on 8th Street, I believe. And Dominique, I grew up with Dominique, like, played football with him, with the Troy Patriots. Baseball with him and his cousins. So I knew him and his family. So like, it touched me, but like his uncle, Messiah, called a big rally in March from 8th Street down to the City Hall. And like, after that, I think he reached out to other people, or other people like reached out to him to try to be in some solidarity. And then a group was started called Justice for Dominique in 2017, I believe, like same year as Edson Devenin being killed by the police as well. And we changed the Troy for Black Lives because, you know, we don't want to seem like the only thing that we do is just for Dominique. Like, you know, it's for all Black people in Troy. Specifically, we want to focus because all of our members are in Troy, are predominantly in Troy. So, like, we want to be, like, Troy-based, like, you know, have a focus. So when people think, oh, it's just for Dominique, and it's like, nah, that's not true, because we're here for Edson Devenin as well, and we're here for anybody that has been harmed by police or killed by police or have been affected by white supremacy or racism in Troy, New York. So now we're Troy for Black Lives. That's it.
Do you think this can result in better justice system and action when dealing with colored people and other races?
All right. That's an important question. Just one thing I wanted to say is I don't really know people who refer to people as colored people anymore, but you know, people usually say people of color. But yeah, I just wanted to add that. And I wanted to say that I know it can result in positive changes in justice. I know that historically, when we look at any kind of like improvements or progress and things, it came with people turning up in every sphere of it, and specifically people making like property damage and riots and just taking it all the way to the extreme, because people, we be out here, right? Like, we shall overcome. We be out here singing, we be out here with our little signs, we be out here nice and polite, and they just be trying to continue to disrespect. But all of that to say, we organized a beautiful 2-week long action, right? With music, with people, with speak outs, information, all of the evidence was online, making sure citizens can be engaged and find out what really happened. We got pictures, we doing it every single way. Any person without any law degree can see there was injustice. And what happened? The person still got off. The system still did not come through, right? And so we know that what did happen, like, people turned up and like burnt stuff down and did all types of things. And what happened? Legislation came out like days later, right? And so I just feel like there's just so many instances in history. We look at the civil rights movement, we look at all the things that happened after Martin Luther King was murdered, all of like the civil rights acts and things that were passed came out of people rioting, turning up and doing all types of things. I'm not saying that Troy for Black Lives be riding and turning up, but I'm trying to say that it's always the people who are like kind of like pushing the status quo out of this comfortable space that make change. So I do believe that this, everything that we do is important. I think the voting is important. I think policy is important. I think teachers are important. I think we need activists in the street and in every other sphere.